Hey. All right, what's up, everybody? Lots to talk about, so we're just going to jump right into it. My book. Oh, well, actually, no. Rumble.com/Graham Allen. Go find us there. Don't look up Dear America. It's Graham Allen. We've got a lot of stuff on the show today. The video is exclusively on Rumble. Stop supporting communist YouTube. Go to rumble.com/Graham Allen and find us there. Also, my book is still there. The list comes out tonight at 7.
Yeah. We can do it.
I don't like my chances. I really don't. I don't like my chances.
What do you mean?
I just after seeing how they screwed over Michael Knowles, I don't like my chances, man. We'll see. There's only 15 spots to make it onto the list.
Is there any way to prove it? Like, are they the only ones with the numbers? They're the only ones that can see, or
even the New York Times admits that it's a popularity contest. Like, they've literally been sued by people over this, and they have come out to say that, you know, if you make the list, yeah, you're in a super elite club. But that doesn't necessarily mean you had the best-selling books, at the same time.
Best-selling's not really what it means.
Well, look at it like this. Okay, so it's 15, and this has nothing to do with the show today. We have an incredible show of just epic, horrific, imbecile, clown show world stuff to talk about. But real quick, look at it like this. There's 15 slots, right? Say that I do not think we make top 10. I just don't. You've got Mark Levin's book out there right now. Tucker Carlson's book launched the same day as mine. I'm not naive enough to think that I sold even in the same ballpark as Tucker Carlson. But the bottom 15, the bottom five, right? The like 11 through 15.
Yeah.
I think we have a chance to get in there, but you got to look at it like this. So the New York Times, I don't know how many books released last week. Like, I don't know how many. I know at least 2 million suckers. But they said sometimes it can be 7 books. Sometimes it can be 40 books that release in a new week. What if me and 3 other people sell the same amount of books?
Yeah.
How do they then choose which one ends up on the list? Well, I'm pretty sure I don't get the benefit of the doubt in that regard. So we'll see. We'll see. The only numbers that we have, the thing I hate the most about this crap is, unlike last time when we self-published, we owned the website that you guys bought the book from. So I knew exactly how many books had been sold. The last report I heard was the middle of last week, and we were at about, I think, 7,000 online orders just from Amazon.
Nice.
So you got to take online, Walmart, Target, Sam's, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, and then you got to take into the account the week of the actual in-the-store purchases. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know. And that's what I hate the most. I have no clue whatsoever how many books we sold and if it's going to be enough to get us on the list.
Well, it's a great book, and I'm proud of either way.
Well, I appreciate it. And I do. I do think that it's not a better book in regards to, like
it's a little different.
The first book will always be my favorite because it's the first book and it tells like my life story. Mm-hmm. I do think as far as from a place of more knowledge and authority of what's going on in our world, I think this book, hands down, is the superior book. Anyway, all right, all that to say, the book is still on sale, and you guys can go get it.
Get it.
Because if we do make the list, then we would like to stay on the list. And so anyway, go check out the book. We've got a lot to talk about today. So before we really get into all this stuff, I want to go ahead and knock our first sponsor out of the way. So let's get into it. All right. The only thing I love more than my firearms is practicing with them, but the cost of ammo is through the roof. Thanks, Biden. I was looking for cost-effective, safe, and simple way to practice, and iTarget was invented to give law-abiding gun owners a look. It's super simple, guys. iTarget Pro is awesome. It's a proprietary app. You put this laser bullet in whatever caliber you have in your weapon. You can do what your mama told you always not to do, and that's play with the gun in the house.
Yeah.
And you can practice. It tells you on the app if you suck or if you don't suck, and it saves you a caboodles of money on ammo. So it's very simple. You go to iTargetPro.com. The letter I, targetpro.com. Save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in one day. That's the letter I, targetpro.com. iTargetPro.com, offer code Graham. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the, I want to say the heels, but really the precipice of arguably the greatest humiliation in a war-type scenario in history. President Trump last night went on Sean Hannity, and I think that's very telling for Americans. Americans really need to pay attention to what's going on right now, okay? The Taliban is having press conferences, okay? And they're taking questions from people in their press conferences.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just think about that for 5 seconds. But last episode, we filmed the episode before it was announced that Biden was going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to play any of the clips from arguably, because it's the same speech he made back in June, all right? Literally, look at the transcripts. He literally just took the speech he made in June, and it was completely remiss from reality of the situation.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that we withdrew from Afghanistan. It's how you did it. And how the fact that you, there's so much to talk. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. He read from a teleprompter for about 15 and a half minutes, took no questions, got right back on the Marine One, and went right back on vacation. Think about that for 5 seconds. Okay? A 20-year war of blood, sweat, and tears literally is crumbling around. There are now being reports of upwards of 80,000 Americans and allies that were abandoned mm-hmm. in Afghanistan. And the president's on vacation. I read that he returned last night at 9:40. He got back. But not to address what's going on in Afghanistan. He's going to address you about COVID booster shots today.
Yeah.
That's what a moron this person is.
Or evil.
I'm going to say this again, and we're going to talk about everything that has come out since then. Okay? And we're going to talk about everything that happened, the intelligence thereof. What did Biden know, and when did he know it? Okay? Because there's really only two options on the table. But the fact that all of this is going on, we know for a fact that there are at minimum. So a lot of people are on debates on whether or not we should actually help our allies in Afghanistan or not. The one thing that can't be debated is there is at minimum 10,000 Americans stranded in Afghanistan right now.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the United States has been on vacation sucking on a lollipop, and now he's coming back not to talk about what they're going to do to save these Americans, but about COVID booster shots. That's what he's coming back to talk about.
Y'all paying attention yet?
What are we? So there's a graph, and this is readily available at the CDC. And this is the only thing I'm going to say. So there's a graph right here, and we're going to put it up right here on the board. And again, the only place you're going to see this is going to rumble.com right now. We don't participate in YouTube. They're communists. Go to rumble.com/Graham Allen. Subscribe. Check it out. It's not about the views. It's about you actually seeing this information. So here's the graph, and it shows since COVID got here. All right, Jake, you can kind of see it. The big spike right here is in January where all the crap was just hitting mm-hmm. the fan. And then right here on the edge is the Delta variant. I want you to see, Jake, I know you're kind of far away. I want you to see if you can see what's going on right there.
It's going down again?
Like it has peaked a little bit?
Yeah.
The Delta variant has peaked, and they're not talking about it. And if you look at the grand scale of everything, this is the lowest peak
ever
that we've had through the entirety of COVID.
Mm.
But everybody's losing their minds. Why? Why is the president coming to freaking talk about COVID booster shots right now? Okay.
Because there's not a problem at all in Afghanistan.
I'm gonna read something really quick, and again, this has nothing to do with the majority of the thing, but I just want to talk about this. This is an email from nurses in California, and I'm gonna keep their name out of this. All right. It says, please don't share my name. Don't worry, I won't. But here it goes. I work at CHOC Children's Hospital. In Orange, Children's Hospital, Orange County. Okay, got it. Children's Hospital, Orange County, California. We have been mandated by the state of California to be fully vaccinated by September 30th, 2021. If we're not vaccinated, we will receive a 5-day unpaid suspension beginning October 1st. And then if we don't get our initial vaccine in that 5-day time span, we are terminated on October 6th. There are currently 70 NICU nurses refusing the vaccination. The unit will be in bad shape if they lose 70 staff members. Many nurses in other units are also refusing. Management is also telling their staff that they aren't even allowed to speak about the vaccines at work. The other part of California's healthcare mandate is that the hospital visitors are required to provide proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to enter the hospital. Basically, this nurse is saying, one, she's not getting the vaccine. 70 nurses in the NICU unit alone don't want to get the vaccine. And if they fire all of these people, nobody's going to be there to work in the hospitals.
It ain't
going to
matter.
So a lot of people are harping on Mississippi right now, that Mississippi is asking for Biden to send one of the medical ships up to the coastline there to help out. And Tate Reeves, I've got my own feelings about Tate Reeves. I'm not the biggest fan, but he actually says the reality of what's going on. People need to realize these hospitals are at critical capacity, not solely because of hospitalizations, because of lack of people working in the hospitals.
Yeah.
In Mississippi alone, I think Tate Reeves said there's been over 2,000 nurses quit in the past 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
They can't keep up with the amount of people that are quitting. That's the part that you don't realize. And that's the part that you don't see. Okay. Is it's not COVID. It's lack of people that are actually employed to handle the people that are coming in. That's what it actually amounts to. And then you've got one nurse that's in charge of 30 different patients. Okay.
Yeah. We have a friend who's a speech pathologist, and most of her coworkers have quit. So now her workload is like doubled, and she's super stressed out, wanting to quit, but not going to, obviously, because the kids need somebody. But yeah, it's in every industry. It's crazy.
This is a video from Jamie Kennedy. He has a podcast. You guys know Jamie Kennedy. He was in Scream.
From the 90s?
Yeah, he was in the Scream movies.
Yeah.
You know, like there are certain rules for every horror movie. He's that guy.
Yeah.
He's a conservative, or at least he's not an idiot on the left, one of the two. So I'm going to try to connect this to Bluetooth, and I'm going to try to skip through it a little bit. But basically the backdrop of this is a nurse that is telling Jamie Kennedy a story about what's actually going on in the hospital. So I'm going to try to do this here, okay? So
all right, I really was like, all right, this guy does not need a tube, right? And I spent time with him. I had it was my only patient that night. And what's nice about having a one-to-one, you know, so it's one nurse to one patient ratio.
This is what we were just talking about.
Focus on that person, right? And really help them. So I go in there. And they're like, this guy's going to get a tube tonight, right? That was like what the doctor said at the beginning, plus the nurse that I had gotten a report from. So I go in the room and I go, you know, hey, what's up? Like, what's going on? How you doing? We start talking. We get comfortable. I build a rapport. And I'm like, hey, take this machine, which is just a simple piece of, it's called an incentive spirometer. It's you take deep breaths. It forces
ball.
You to take
it's the thing with the ball.
Yeah, it's like the ball, but you take deep breaths and you can measure your lung volumes with it. But it's an exercise, you know, for your lungs. So what I see is like, okay, not only does it force you to take a deep breath, but it forces you to slow your breathing down.
So I'm going
to
skip a little bit. He gets this dude to do this machine, right? And he starts to see that his stats are not that bad. So now let me see if I can find when he gets to the conversation with the doctors.
Okay, he's looking pretty comfortable. This other the other doctor comes back, the one that had convinced him, but she was kind of like somewhat siding with me on this, even though she was trying to convince him to get the tube. She goes, she's like, yeah, maybe you were right. And I go,
sorry, I skipped the part that you need to hear. You
consider putting a breathing tube to this patient. That's why they want to put the tube in.
Even though the harm wasn't there yet.
The harm wasn't there. They're technically, if you're taking large lung volumes and breathing a lot per minute, like your tidal volumes are huge, you can kind of damage your lungs over time. You know, there could be long-term
effects. But you're seeing that there's something there, but it wasn't official yet.
No. He looked okay, right?
Okay.
By the time, so he goes, we want to prevent harm. And I go, what do you consider harm?
So he's in a fight with his doctor
he gets very frustrated with this guy. And then I go, do you consider putting a breathing tube in somebody and proning them, sedating them, and chemically paralyzing them harm? And he just goes, we're going to intubate him, and walks away. He was pissed because I don't know if he thought I was right.
All right, so the doctor's pissed. Now, this is the biggest part.
He went home. And that, to me...
4 days later, the guy went home. And the doctors were ready to
put them on
intubate this or tube this guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real report from the ground. I know I skipped around a lot because it's 7 minutes long, and I don't want you guys to listen to a 7 minute thing. But basically, the long story of it was this doctor just wanted to tube him. Just tube him. Just go ahead. Nope, we're tubing him. It's a lost cause. Just tube him. And a nurse sat there and was like, I don't think we're there yet. Maybe we shouldn't do that. And then basically what you didn't hear on the story was the next day the guy got moved from the ICU to the regular floor. And then 3 days later he went home.
They're killing us.
And so
intentionally.
So this is why it's so important. What you guys need to hear about COVID right now. Why are all of these nurses and medical professionals refusing to get the vaccine? Why are all of these nurses saying that when they don't have 20 patients to one nurse and they're able to do one-on-one stuff, people are being able to be saved with very basic, rudimentary type stuff? Mm-hmm. That's some scary things to think about right there. All right.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Biden. First of all, let's put some context on what happened. Okay? What happened? All right? I have thought about this a lot. I still... am okay with a small 2,000 presence in that country to keep things at bay. I'm still okay with that. I mean, we have that all over the country, or excuse me, all over the world. You know, that's not nation building, okay? And I will agree with that. I think a lot of people, do I think we should nation build other nations? No, I don't. Do I think that some places require a security force, a management, if you will, to keep certain things at bay? Yeah, I do. I can see why that's a big deal. That's a big issue, right? But that's neither here nor there. So here's what doesn't make sense to a lot of people. And for those of you who aren't military people, I'm going to try my best to summarize as quickly as possible. So we had Bagram Air Force Base, all right? We had an airstrip secured. It's about 25-minute helicopter flight out of Kabul. It is easily securable because it's out there in the middle of freaking nowhere, right? It's got walls, all this stuff. We had that. We had control over it. As Mark Levin just pointed out, we weren't in war anymore.
Right.
There wasn't even a single casualty in the past 14 months.
Yeah.
In there. There is no war. Like we had it at bay. And that's what again, I do not agree with nation building other nations that are never going to be America.
Okay? Different cultures.
Afghanistan is never going to become Alabama, as Charlie Kirk put it. All right? And I agree with that. Do I think that it's the smartest thing to remove all sense of, because what we learned over the past little bit, because there was only 2,500 troops there, that kept the Taliban at bay, right? So I guess my point is it's 2,500 troops. It's a security force keeping evil at bay. I don't know. To me, I mean, I don't see why everybody gets so bent out of shape about that, especially when we haven't lost a single life in over 14 months.
Yeah.
I don't see why people get that. I think it's because people are confusing nation building with a security presence. It's a different kind of thing. But either way, we had the airbase. Okay? We gave it up before we took out the 2,500 troops. We gave up the only way that you can get out of Afghanistan. We took out 2,500 troops and we left everybody. That is what is wrong. So the full force of everything that's going on. Okay, so to put it in layman terms perspective, the CEO of a company decides that we're going to close our doors. We're going to close the doors forever. We're done. But instead of, before you close the door and you get rid of your security guards and your personnel and everything, what you should do is you should have like all of your stuff removed out of the building. You should have all the people go home and all this other stuff. But what has happened is we decided that we're done. We're going out of business. And we just left all the doors open. Oh, and we forgot to tell all the employees that we were leaving. And now a gang has come in there and they've stolen all the crap and they're holding everybody hostage. Okay?
Kind of reminds me of Benghazi a little bit.
But there is an actual, I'm going to play it for you right now because it's so ridiculous. This is the United Nations. Okay? This is the clown world that we live in. Okay? We're talking about the Taliban here. Okay? The United Nations sent a strongly worded letter to the Taliban. All right, here we go. This is real life stuff. I'm not making this up to try to be funny. This is real.
Bacon, okay? Bacon, bacon.
Expressed in no uncertain terms here at the United Nations through a very strongly worded press statement from the Security Council that we expect the Taliban to respect human rights, including the rights of women and girls. We have also indicated that they have to be respectful of humanitarian law. And we nice.
You expect the Taliban to be respectful of women and girls and to be respectful of humanitarian law. We have been fighting. Let me explain this really quick. And I know we got to get into a sponsor here, and we're very grateful for our sponsors. They keep the show free for you guys. The Taliban are animals. They're not human.
They're very primitive.
No. They're not humans. Okay? It's just like MS-13 gang members. No, they're animals. These people cannot be. It's like the scene from The Terminator. They can't be reasoned with. They can't be negotiated with. They feel no empathy, remorse, nothing. These people are animals. We literally, our United Nations and even our United States intelligence agency is depending on the safety of over 10,000 Americans, 80,000 people total for allies, etc. Okay? We are depending on the Taliban to help us evacuate all of these people.
Please.
The Taliban is saying, yeah, of course we'll guarantee their safety going through to get there. Because as I said, we gave up Bagram Air Force Base. So all of these people are locked down in Kabul. And they're going to have to travel. Literally, this came from the White House. Hey, yo, you got to get yourself.
Just get a taxi.
From Kabul. Wow. And make it to Bagram. Because because our military has taken back over Bagram Air Force Base, right? So this is what's going to happen if the Taliban doesn't keep their word, which the Taliban is really known for doing that kind of thing.
Honest.
But before I tell you what's going to happen, we got to get into a sponsor. All right, my friends at Brickhouse Nutrition have some exciting news to share. Field of Greens is now available in lemon lime. What? Oh, man. And unlike other superfoods, because it uses real USDA organic fruits and vegetables, this is literally like stuffing fresh garden fruits and vegetables in a jar packed with antioxidants that can support heart health, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion, plus pre and probiotic. Field of Greens is super simple. Just put one scoop in a glass of water, stir, and you're done. And unlike other nutritional drinks, which rely on only one vegetable, Field of Greens is packed with 18. That's right, 1-8. Go to BrickHouseGraham.com and get 15% off your first order with the promo code G-R-A-H-A-M at checkout. Available in regular wildberry and now lemon lime. BrickHouseGraham.com. That's BrickHouseGraham.com. Promo code Graham. All right. So before we get into the conspiracies of Biden and everything that led up to the most just idiotic thing I've ever seen, okay, what's going to happen? A lot of people are asking, so what happens if the Taliban doesn't keep their word, Graham?
Yikes.
I'm not making light of the situation. This is as horrible as it gets. People will die. People have already died. Okay? There's images of children being carried, bleeding from their heads, women on the ground, shots being fired. People are already dying. They're already dying. The question is, how many Americans are going to die? All right? Unless the Taliban, does the complete opposite of what they've done since the entire formation of the Taliban and keeps their word. This is going to lead to American troops having to go in there. So right now, Joe Biden withdrew from Afghanistan only to send 8,000 people right back into, literally,
yeah.
They left and within 72 hours, there were three times as many troops back in Afghanistan.
Whoops.
Only Joe Biden could pull something like that off. Only he could. But here's what's going to happen, okay? If the Taliban does not allow or does not help, and it literally says this, I'm not making this up. This is freaking Biden admin. This is all over the news. This is Daily Mail, all right? Biden admin is relying on the Taliban to help evacuate up to 40,000 Americans. Now they're saying that Americans, there's 40,000 of them, not 10,000, 40,000. This is updating, it's getting worse every second. Trapped in Afghanistan, U.S. citizens in the war-torn nation are told to shelter in place until it's safe. Here is Jen Psaki. I'm going to get into what happens.
Make sure they're wearing masks.
I'm going to get into what happens. But here's, I believe this is, where is it at? Okay. Yeah, this is Jen Psaki. So asked if Americans are going to get help. Here's Peppermint Patty.
More. I know we all tried to ask Jake this question, but can you offer any guarantee to the Americans and Afghan allies that if they remain there past the end of the month, U.S. troops will help them evacuate past the end of the month?
Weijia, our focus right now is undoing the work at hand and on the task at hand. And that is day by day, getting as many American citizens, as many SIV applicants, as many members of a vulnerable population who are eligible to be evacuated to the airport and out on planes.
That's not what she asked
And we're
you.
Going to do that in an expeditious fashion. That is the focus of the president, of our Secretary That's of Defense, not what she of our asked Secretary of State, and everybody on our national security team. So that is where we...
I got to give it to her. And I said this the other day. She's really good at just completely bypassing the question. The question was, can you guarantee Americans and the Afghani allies safety out of Afghanistan? That's a no.
Right.
What she just said right there and how she completely avoided that, that's a no. Because they know they can't. They know they can't. They know that people are going to die. They know that. They know it.
They don't care.
All right. So what happens? All right. So what happens when the Taliban doesn't keep their word? Jesus, help me.
By the way, there's a thing in Islam called taqiyya, which means you can lie if it's for the good of Islam.
Exactly. They're liars.
It's in their book.
They're liars. The fact that we're sitting here having a conversation about the United States relying on the Taliban to keep their word to get Americans out to safety.
They love Americans.
Oh yeah, we're their favorite people.
Yeah.
The sheer idiocracy of it all is just baffling. I mean, it's just baffling. They asked questions, you know, is there a plan to prevent the Taliban from getting billions and billions of dollars worth of military equipment? And they literally said, we don't have an answer for that.
Yeah.
United States military.
Probably Trump's fault.
United States military said that. Okay, so what happens? All right, well, I'm going to tell you what happens, okay? If the Taliban doesn't keep, because there's like veins, all right? Consider it like veins. We got clogged arteries right now. Clogged arteries to Bagram Air Base, which is how we get people the crap out of there. Okay, we got clogged arteries. If the Taliban doesn't keep their word, then we've got to, the American military has to go unclog those arteries, which means we're going to have to send probably about 20,000 troops in to go fight to open up these arteries, and we will be back at war in Afghanistan and the Taliban.
What makes it even more difficult is that China is working a deal right now with Taliban to move in and fill the void.
Correct.
And get all those minerals.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the precipice of ending a war and starting a new one within a week. And I need you to understand how everybody's asking, okay, well, you know, how serious is this? It's as serious as it gets, is what it is. Because now we have ground forces more. We have now sent more ground forces into Afghanistan. And now we have American hostages in Afghanistan. There is no bigger situation in a conflict with another country other than that. And a lot of times it's over like 10.
Well, yeah, that's why I said brought Benghazi.
Benghazi,
up.
Yeah, exactly. So
I thought that was bad.
So remember Benghazi. Now times that by about 100. That's where that is how bad it is right now. And if the Taliban does not let the Americans go, America has no choice.
Right.
But to send enough ground troops, because you have to send enough ground troops to match the force. So we know for a fact there's 75,000 Taliban. 75,000 Taliban just took out 300,000 Afghan military people.
Without a shot, apparently.
Well, I'm hearing reports that's not true.
Okay.
I'm hearing reports that's not true.
I just haven't seen any like fighting footage in the past.
Well,
few
no,
days.
I haven't seen it either, but I'm hearing reports that's not true. So, yeah.
Well, we went to war over, what was it, 4,000 September 11th? Like, we started a war over 4,000 American deaths, right?
Yeah, on American soil, right.
So 40,000?
So, you're at least, you know, our military is the greatest military in the world, so you at least have to think you got to send at least 20,000 people over there for 75,000. I'll take 20,000 infantry, Ranger, Special Forces guys over 80,000 Taliban any day. All right, but either way, now you went from 2,500 people that was a security presence. So this brings back the argument of differentiating between nation building and security presence.
Yeah.
Okay. If a force of 2,500 security presence keeps the Taliban at bay from regaining power, I personally think it's worth it. There are some people that disagree with me on that.
It's also the president you have. You know, we don't need to send 20,000 troops. We just need to get President Trump back.
Correct. But what has happened now because of this horrific plan is now we are on the cusp of having to send 20,000 troops to go into all-out war again to get all these people out. That's not going to be easy, guys. Just so you know, if it's at a point of conflict, right, you can't just egress out of that. That's a military term. You can't just get out of that, all right? It's not easy to evacuate 40 to 80,000 people when they are in a city that is hard to secure. It's hard to secure things in a city. That's why I can't believe that we gave up Bagram. We had control of it. And it was outside of the city. You can see people coming from a mile away. Mm-hmm. Like, every single aspect of this makes no sense unless you did it on purpose. How bad is it, Graham? A lot of people, it's bad. It's real bad. It is very bad. And here's the thing. Donald Trump got impeached on the lie of a phone call. Okay, so just think about that for 5 seconds. Joe Biden has made a decision now that will cost American lives. President Trump got impeached because they said he incited violence. That they claim officers died because of it, even though it was proven he had a heart attack.
Days later.
Ashley Babbitt actually died.
Murdered.
But nobody cares. And he got impeached again over that. Joe Biden has potentially killed Lord only knows how many people. Joe Biden's actions has already led to countless deaths of citizens of another nation. Unnecessarily.
Brutal.
That's the thing. Unnecessarily. We can't, first priority is getting our people out. Okay. I agree. Every single member of Congress, everybody needs to be all hands on deck right now. This is not a Democrat thing. This is not a Republican thing. This is a shut up and do your freaking job thing. Get our people out of there now. Send however many troops you got to send over there and tell them to shoot every single person in the face. And get everybody out. I'm sorry.
Greatest military on the planet.
You may think that that's harsh. I don't care. You're stupid. I look, and I'm not trying to be mean to you right now. That there's a time to like listen to you and your thoughts and your opinions, and then there's reality. Reality is we've got Americans that are literally stranded in a country that has been taken over by the Taliban. Our sole priority right now is to send such an overwhelming force of aggression to rain down unholy godfire on that place and shoot anyone in the face that keeps us from trying to get Americans out of there and get our people out. That is the only thing that matters right this second. The end. That's where we are.
And it's strange how they're painting them as, you know, peaceful, you know, austere scholars and all that. It's like, we should just go in and take them all out. What are you talking about? Nice, you know.
We got to get into a final sponsor. And then I want to talk to you guys about the most troubling things about all of this. All right. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop people from seeing it? Look, it works like this, guys. We know that everybody's spying on us. Everything that we're saying. The federal government has literally said they're spying on everything you do and they're reporting it. Okay? So it is time for you to take things into your own hands. It is time for you to become anonymous, if you will, to the overlords that are watching everything that you do. And the best way to do that is with ExpressVPN, all right? Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network, and that's still true even when you're in incognito mode. What's more, your home internet provider, I'm talking Comcast, AT&T, whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. And in the U.S., they're legally allowed to sell that data to advertisers. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices and is super easy to use. The app literally has one button. You tap it to connect, and your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Graham. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Graham to get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Graham now. Okay, so here's the scariest stuff to me. Okay, hang on. Let me check all my notes real quick, just to make sure that I haven't forgotten anything before I get into the really dark stuff, the really scary stuff. Like I said, here's another report, Washington Examiner. The numbers just keep going up literally as we're talking. The fate of over 100,000 Americans and allies is in the hands of the Taliban. Based on sheer trust that they won't cause them harm. This is Washington Examiner, direct quote. Either Biden lied or he simply never cared what happens to the Americans in Afghanistan. That's the Washington Examiner. The Washington Examiner. Okay, so here's the thing. All right. Years ago, and I heard Dan Bongino talk about this too. Years ago, I've had friends that go to Afghanistan all the time. Jesse, you know Jesse, as recent as 2018, 19.
Yeah.
And the main thing that they have all said, second we leave, the whole thing collapses. The second we're gone, the whole thing collapses. So reports are coming out that intelligence officials have been saying for forever, the Taliban will take back everything. They're going to take it all over. In record time. Okay? So if they told that to Biden, and then there's reports that we have the most incompetent military people in the world and we just had no idea the strength and the will and determination of the Taliban.
Yeah.
All right? So here's this circle. I'm going to do that little circle that they do where the circles intersect here. Okay. So here is they knew. And here is, they are stupid. Okay. All right, here's the circle. All right. What is the common thing here? And what is the common thing that is going on? Is right here in the middle of all this stuff, you've got Biden. Biden is right here in the middle. Okay. He's getting all the intel, all the everything. So they either got the intel saying that they know it's going to happen, and it went to Biden, or they got the intel saying that they had no idea and it still went to Biden. All right. So either we have the most incompetent military and intelligence officials that we've ever had in the history of America, or Biden knew exactly what was going to happen, but he was so determined on this 9/11 20th anniversary date to end the war that he didn't care. Who do you trust more in this situation? I'm asking honestly. If you have to trust between the fact of our military intelligence officials are the dumbest that has ever graced that title, or did Biden know about it and he just didn't care?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because I really don't give our military industrial complex that Millie guy, you know, all the LGBT
Millie should be fired immediately.
Yeah, like I don't really trust them either at this point. But
Millie is a fat, out of shape, disgrace
coward
to wear the uniform. I said it.
Yeah,
you can clip that, Media Matters. I don't care.
And the other thing is like I don't know how much Biden actually knows. You know, I have to like remember that the guy's losing his mind and that he's a puppet. You know, some of the stuff he does remember, but most of it, I think he's a puppet.
Okay, so let's talk about the darker parts of all of this. The darker parts of all of this. I'm gonna draw my drawing paper out while we talk here. Okay, so I think the more and more of this goes, I think that this went exactly to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly Biden's plan. I think it went particularly to plan. First of all, reports are already coming out that Kamala Harris's team and Biden's team hate each other. They hate each other. Kamala Harris refused to be on that Address the Nation, saying, and I quote from multiple officials, "You're not pinning this beep on me." I'm serious.
Not pinning anything on here.
That's being reported by everybody. Also, you got to look at messaging here, right? Optics is everything. Kamala Harris planning a visit to Vietnam as Afghanistan draws comparisons to Saigon. Got to look at optics here. What's going on? Senator Rick Scott is floating around the 25th Amendment. I'm not saying that Joe Biden has come up with this plan, but here's what I think the plan is. Do you know what fundamentally shaped Europe as Europe is today? If you go to London and things like that today, it's not a bunch of Brits walking around. Muslims, Afghanis, everything, everywhere. Do you know why? ISIS, Al-Qaeda. All of that happened, and people, refugees, had to retreat. And places like Europe opened up their gates and their doors and all this stuff. And it fundamentally changed the landscape of that country. Okay? Ilhan Omar, for example, would be a prime example of this. Okay? Ilhan Omar hates America. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care. There is no data for you to back up that she doesn't hate America. Everything that she does, everything that she says, she is her people first, America second. Period. She hates America. Here's what I think. Here's what's going to happen. And they've already said it, but it's going to become even more of a thing. All right, let's just say perfect world, we get our people out, not a single person is lost. That's the best case scenario for Biden. I don't see it happening. I see him going down for this. I do.
Yeah.
I see him going down for this.
This might be the moment.
I think it is the moment. It's not going to happen right this second, because the priority is right now, we got to get the people out of there. If one American life is lost over this, I think Biden goes down either way through the 25th Amendment. But if one American life is lost, I think they impeach him and get him out of there through either way. But the point is, here's the bigger, darker thing that I think that's going on. Everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that's going on right now, all this COVID stuff that we just showed you, the Delta spike, it's already peaking. Okay, the Delta spike is already peaking. And as far as spikes go, it's the lowest spike that we've had since the start. Okay, now, depending on what news outlet you go to find a graph, it may tell you something else. But the CDC's graph says something very different. So why are we doing everything that we're doing? Why in California are they saying mail-in ballots again? Why are they doing all this stuff? Okay, why is the southern border wide the crap open and people are just flooding in? Your tax dollars are paying for COVID-infected people to be transported to different parts of the country. Okay? That is true. That is not conspiracy theory. That is fact. Period. By the time this is all over, they say between 3 to 5 million people will have been crossed over and transported by your tax dollars into states. Most states in federal elections, especially presidential elections, are decided between 50 to 200,000 votes. 3 to 5 million people strategically in certain spots. That's a big deal. Here's what's going to happen with Afghanistan. How are we going to vet these people? What's the process for vetting all of these people that are now millions of Afghanis that are now going to have to run and seek refuge in other countries? Brian Kemp in Georgia, we'll take them. He just said it the other day. Georgia will be a refugee state for Afghanis. How are we going to vet these people? Now, am I saying that the people that we made promises to, the interpreters, etc.,
absolutely not.
We made a promise to these people. They put their lives and the family and their families' lives on the line for us. We owe them.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about what happens after that. Okay. The Taliban has now regained control of Afghanistan. There is going to be mass exodus of people seeking refuge out of the country.
You just look at the plane video.
Exactly. People are literally people are so afraid to be in Afghanistan that they're willing to try to hold on to a plane. I guess they thought they were going to maybe hold on long enough to freaking land, maybe. I don't even know the thought process there.
I think they're probably just killing themselves, sadly.
You're going to have a lot of Ilhan Omars coming into America. You're not going to see it today. You're not going to see it tomorrow. But 10 years from now, you're going to see it. You're going to see these people appear, and it's going to fundamentally change. Just the other day, Jimmy Fallon talks about the census and the census results. Listen to this demonic thing. Here we go. All right, so
here's the results of the 2020 census just came out, and for the first time in American history, the number of white people went down.
Yay! White people are going away.
Good deal.
Did you hear that?
Flip that around.
That's not made up stuff. People cheer over hearing that the number of white people went down in America. Yeah, just like Jake said, 2024 or 2030 census came out, and for the first time, the number of black people have shrunk in our country. Can you imagine what the response would have been if that had happened? This is all very strategic. Look here, the Democrats play it just like this. Their whole plan is, what can they do to stay in power? We've all known from the very beginning that Joe Biden is a puppet. We all knew from the very beginning that somebody is pulling his strings. And I think that all of this falls into the plan of reshaping America for blue votes. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe you think I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. But look at it.
You have to destroy it first.
Look at it right now. Look what they're talking about all over the internet right now is, okay, whoa. Okay, oh, yeah. We got to get our people out. But wait a minute. If we're going to do refugees, how are we going to vet these people? How are we going to do that? How are we going to vet? How are we going to make sure that they're not, you know, sleeper cells for Al-Qaeda or ISIS? How do we know that? How are we going to do it? Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea. No clue. None whatsoever. No clue. And 10, 15 years from now is when you're going to see that effect. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you hate what Ilhan Omar stands for, you're going to have a lot more of her in about 10 to 15 years. Now, this is not racism. This is me talking to you honestly about the fundamental foundation of America core beliefs. I think it all is part of the plan.
Yeah, and that's why people also forget at the border, it's not just Mexicans coming in. If you see videos and pictures of them standing in a line, there's Middle Eastern, African, you know, they're all already getting in from the border. So, I mean, yeah, that threat has been around for a while, but now it's just, you know, times 10.
I think it's absolutely in 8 months. Biden has gone from great economy to inflation, secure border to open border, COVID-19 restrictions for Americans, freedom for illegals, secure Afghanistan, mm-hmm. even though I agree we needed to withdraw out of Afghanistan. I agree with President Trump. And I do agree with President Biden on that. Yeah, we needed to get out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We can't be in this nation building thing for forever. I do disagree with people that think that we should have just left 100%. I respectfully disagree with that. I think a 2,000 security force in the area on rotation for people, shorter rotations and things like that, especially for our combat arms, things like that. I respectfully disagree. I think that there are certain areas that we need a presence in just to keep it the evil at bay, if you will, especially when it was at hand. We had it handled. That's what people forget that. There wasn't a death in 14 months. That's not a war, okay? Look, I'm not trying to downgrade it. That's not a war. Anyway, now the Taliban is more powerful than it was before 9/11, 2001. You have a United States president who is absent, and now he's coming back to speak about something that is completely out of touch with reality of what's actually going on right this second. He's going to talk to you about COVID booster shots today. What? What? Who are your advisors? It's like, you know what I think we should do? I think we should reinstill the confidence of the American people in our ability to make decisions. We're going to talk about COVID-19 boosters. What? You know who doesn't give a crap about COVID right now? Everybody in Afghanistan. Yeah. They could care less. You know who doesn't give a crap about COVID right now? Our military service members that are over there resecuring the freaking airbase and now are more likely than not fixing to have to go ground battle shootouts with the Taliban to get our people out of there.
Yeah, on the grand scale of things, like if the conspiracy side is true with this fall and how bad it's going to be from the fallout from the vaccines, I mean, they don't really care. They're trying warp speed to get as many people with as many boosters just to make sure that the fallout is as big as possible. So Afghanistan is important, but if 100,000 more Americans die in the fall because of all these booster shots, you know, that's the dark world that I see we're in.
Let's do one final thing about COVID really quick. Let's move on from Biden. He's a disaster. He'll talk around 4:30 today, and then I'm sure the whole world will be shocked at how stupid he is again. Joe Biden will not finish this presidency term. He will not. And the saddest thing is then we're stuck with Kamala Harris. I think we have to impeach Biden, we have to impeach Harris, and we have to expel Pelosi immediately. It's the only way to save America. It's the only way to save our republic. Mm-hmm. COVID. Here's the thing. Somebody that I know personally, two people.
Unknown caller.
Sorry about that. The Bluetooth volume is still up. My phone goes off constantly while we do the show. Mm-hmm. I have
a friend from
school. His dad just passed away from COVID. Older guy, but still just passed away. And I have a preacher that I know that just yesterday just died from COVID. Older guy again. You know, mid-50s-ish. COVID's real. I'm not denying that. Okay. I'm not denying it. It seems to me this time around, all the people that I know personally who didn't get it the first time are getting it this time from what I've seen. I'm not downgrading that at all. Here's the thing, though. We do not know what the long-term effects of these COVID vaccine shots are. And here's the thing that's interesting to me. Reports are coming out just yesterday that Governor Greg Abbott just tested positive for COVID. He's fully vaccinated, so it's another breakthrough case. But he has no symptoms. Who cares?
Right.
But he has COVID.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Who cares? Who cares? One more time. You're fully vaccinated. You've been jabbed twice. You get COVID.
The fear in those people.
And you have no symptoms. But the whole world needs to know mm-hmm. that Governor Greg Abbott tested positive for COVID and he's got no symptoms. Do you know how many times people are probably walking around with, you know, like walking pneumonia is a thing. Mm-hmm. People like walk around for weeks with pneumonia. They don't even know that they got it. They just think they got a cold. Cases don't matter, ladies and gentlemen. They do not matter. And the longer that we keep people locked up, the reports are coming out now that scientists believe that herd immunity is impossible because animal reservoirs are with this SARS virus and it mutates just like
the flu.
The flu. But we're going to destroy the entire world of this. New Zealand has locked down the entire country over one positive case.
How did that case happen, though? That's what I want to know.
But who cares?
Like, you're going to lock down again for 2 weeks?
You want to know how the case happened? Because of vaccinated people. Yeah. New Zealand's one of... Israel, right now, is like the highest vaccinated country, and they're skyrocketing cases of COVID.
Hmm.
I believe what that doctor said the other day, the mumps outbreak in the NHL, like 20 years ago, and nobody came in contact with anyone who had the mumps. They got it because of the vaccinated people. The vaccinated people were giving unvaccinated people the mumps. I do. I think that vaccinated people are actually causing the problems.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
And we literally might need to social distance from them.
The more and more this goes, the more and more I believe that your only friends are natural immunity people.
Yeah.
Because they're the only ones whose body has done what needs to be done to fix this. If we traveled back in time to Christopher Columbus days, we would die.
Or we'd kill everyone.
Or we would kill everyone else. Okay? Because natural immunity is actually the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So look at it this way. Okay. Nobody bats an eye about the flu. And I'm not a doctor. I understand this. But I'm also not a freaking moron. Nobody bats an eye about the flu because we've had to deal with the flu for so long. The vast majority of people, you get antibodies and stuff from your mama when you're born and all this other kind of stuff, have some type of antibody TB cell memory of the SARS and influenza and whatnot. You may still get sick, but the majority of people do not die. But yet, tens of thousands of people die from the flu every year. Nobody talks about it ever. Why? Because we have adapted to the flu. Does the flu still get us sick? Yes. COVID is going to be no different. Okay? I don't know. I may be one of the people that CNN and New York Post make a prime example out of. Outspoken conservative person dies from COVID. I don't know. Maybe so.
They would love that.
They would love it more than anything else. And maybe I will. But here's what I know. What I know is that doesn't matter even if I do die, because you can't destroy the whole country for me.
Yeah.
You can't. Do I want to die from COVID? No. Do I want to not see my kids not grow up? No. But you can't shut down the whole country because of me.
Right.
You just can't. You can't do that. We live in a clown world. We live in a world where one case shuts down an entire country. We live in a world where this spike is not the biggest spike we've ever seen, and data is now showing that it's peaking. There were 680 deaths reported on the 10th. There were 620 deaths reported on the 12th. Wouldn't that show it's starting to go down? Wouldn't that show that it's peaked, right? Like, that's the whole point of a surge. It peaks eventually. We have a president that is so disconnected and so not available to the public. At the same time, the freaking Taliban are taking questions from the press. Where are we? How did we get here? And meanwhile, I'm having... You know, I had to do a speaking event last night for Congress, and I'm having conversations with people trying to explain to people why you need to send somebody to Congress that is not a politician, because you keep sending the same versions, just younger models of the same people that have us in this freaking situation in the first place. Nobody talks about it. If we let Joe Biden get away with this, we deserve whatever happens to us. Mm-hmm. And I mean it. I mean it. America, if we allow Joe Biden to get away with what he has done, we deserve whatever happens to us as Americans. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to hold these people accountable. It's our responsibility to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. It's our responsibility to be Americans. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate it. Make sure to share this, tell a friend, give us 5 stars. It helps us in the ratings. And as always, thank you so much, and we'll see you again next time.
See ya.